Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Jones and Keefe, Friday 4-Pack, every Friday at 11:30. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. A lot of suggestions for top Americans on the phones, text line, Twitch,
Twitter. I do have some regrets, but overall, I do like my list.
Your biggest regret was, again?
Probably going with Joey Chestnut, considering you also had Joey Chestnut, so he was represented. And then
you'd
I would
replace it with
MacGruber.
MacGruber, that's a miss for
MacGruber's
you.
Very American.
Yeah, Jack Bauer would be mine.
Good
and,
one.
You know,
who would you bump out of there? Taft? The 27th
president? You're probably going to drop Taft out of there.
Yeah. Again, people are also hot about the Thomas Edison submission.
Apparently he really stole all his ideas.
A thief.
But really.
Also kind of an American
thing. Nothing really more American than that.
True.
Other than being American. So fat you got stuck in a bathtub.
Stealing land, right. Stealing ideas.
And then gluttony.
Yeah.
These are our guys.
Yeah, honestly,
USA.
Honestly, maybe
it's the perfect list.
Maybe we made perfect list. I think we kind of did.
Fair.
What do we have in the 4-pack today, Billy?
All right, number one, what is your all-time favorite NBA draft?
What if? There we go.
Draft what if.
Draft.
What if?
The draft.
Yeah.
So there's obviously, you can go in any different direction with this. The famous, what if the Blazers just simply draft Michael Jordan at two instead of Sam Bowie? So there's a million you can go with. The one that I think about from time, maybe once a month, on draft day, the Hornets drafted Kobe Bryant and traded him to the Lakers for Vlade Divac.
Oh, that's a good one.
What if Kobe Bryant played with the Charlotte Hornets and he never teamed up with Shaq? So does Shaq not win all those titles with the Lakers in the early 2000s? Does Kobe become like a top 10, 15 player of all time? And if so, what does that even look like with the Charlotte Hornets? So, again, there's so many to choose from, but that's one that was a draft day trade that if that just simply didn't happen, what would the NBA have looked like for the next 20 years?
Tell me if this is cheating, and I have a backup if so.
Okay.
But what if the ping pong balls worked out for the Celtics and they got Tim Duncan?
Counts? That's a draft for sure.
It's not draft day, so I didn't know if that was cheating or not. I imagine Duncan still becomes the same player all time, top. We've already done a bunch of ranking, but all time great player. Does he reach his potential? What do the Celtics look like? What does that mean for like Garnett, Pierce, all the spinoff stuff? What does it mean for Patino?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it'd be a very, very interesting one. I think a lot of Celtics fans would go with Len Bias, right? I'd imagine that's what a lot of Celtics fans would go with. And that was back in our face with Celtic City from Bill Simmons, who we'll talk about coming up.
Right in the thick of something.
About 15 minutes from now. But I think, I still think about that. If the ping pong balls worked out, what would it look like with Duncan here in Boston? What would it mean for Patino, Pierce, future Celtics like Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have, Billy?
Who has a better chance of making the playoffs, the Red Sox this season or the Bruins?
Red Sox. They're only two games out.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to make the playoffs in hockey, though.
Yeah.
But I think you might be right because the last two times the Bruins missed the playoffs, they missed it 2 years in a row before getting back. So it's sort of like they needed a little bit of a longer reset. But it shouldn't be a big ask to have them as one of the teams with the eight best record or the eight most points in the Eastern Conference. But I think it might be a year where they don't make it. And like the Sox are only two games out. If they play even slightly better baseball the second half of the season, not even by that much, just a little bit better, then I think it's close, but I think I'll take the Sox over
and
the Bruins.
Look, I get your point about the math. Like half the league now makes the postseason. Although, who knows what it's going to look like with an 84-game schedule, Keith. I mean,
that's going to throw everything off.
That's really
more games against the rivals, though.
Going to throw a real wrench into everything.
More Bruins-Canadians with that 84-game season.
Is that good or bad for the Bruins?
Know.
Does that make it a tougher schedule? I mean, I guess we'll never know.
It's year to year.
But the Red Sox are already halfway through the year. They're only two games out. So I'm not telling you the Red Sox make the playoffs. I also don't feel great about the Bruins making the playoffs. So to me,
even with Sturm,
you're halfway there. You're only half out, even with Sturm.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what the Bruins are going to do in the draft tonight. Right. We don't know what the Bruins are going to do in free agency next week.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's a bad start. So I don't...
One way to go. That's up.
I don't know how the Bruins fully look. But I feel like with only two games out of the playoffs, I will bet on the Red Sox. So that is my
Do the Bruins have more good, or no, great players than the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they have three.
They
have a chance.
Great might be strong,
Brian. Swayman might not be great.
The Red Sox don't have a Pasternak equivalent.
Right.
I think Bregman is kind
Bregman might be a McAvoy.
McAvoy-ish, yeah. But Bregman's their best player. Well, is Crochet pasta?
Oh, maybe he is. Yes, maybe it's a wash. Maybe it's a wash. And then would you say...
And who's Swayman?
The Red Sox just have more bad players.
Yeah, they got a lot of those.
Marchand was Devers.
Bruins have a lot of bad players.
They do.
At least they did, though. By the end of last year,
they do.
Who on earth are these guys?
Yeah, they get some bad players.
At least that was the end of the year for them. It's really smack dab in a playoff
they
push
might
for the
be
Red
closer
Sox.
Closer than I thought.
Yeah.
And then maybe say, well, the American League in baseball might be weaker than the Eastern Conference in the NHL.
True.
So maybe that gives the Sox a slight better odds to make the playoffs.
Is your answer?
Red Sox.
Actually, Rinus Lorai was, what, the 922nd ranked player, whatever it was?
922 guys.
Yeah, he's like
David Hamilton?
No. I was going to say he's like Roman Anthony. Maybe that's too high end of a cop. He's like Christian Campbell. Like, I don't know what
maybe
that is.
Campbell.
Young, promising player.
He strikes out every time.
Yeah, maybe he's Christian Campbell. We both answer Red Sox there. What else, Billy?
Do you have any interest in the movie F1, which is in theaters now?
No, I kind of don't.
And I'm obviously the movie guy here, but I'm not interested in Formula One. Now, early reviews
of it. Do you
have
any friends who are like big into Formula One?
I have one buddy of mine that watches it because
the races.
Okay. He started watching it with like.
He started watching Drive to Survive?
No, maybe he did, but he watched it like it was on in the morning when his kid wanted to watch something. So like they started watching it together and now he's like, he kind of knows enough about it, but like he never was a fan of it. I've never watched it.
So most people who start watching the actual races got into it through Drive to Survive.
Is that a Netflix show?
Yeah, and it follows around the drivers. It's similar to, and I forget the name of the golf and the tennis ones. They've had them before, quarterback.
Right.
You know, you're getting into like their lifestyle and really digging in on the
golf
personal lives.
Full swing or something?
Yeah, full swing sounds right. Yeah. And I forget what the tennis one was, but I watched the first season of both of those. I watched quarterback. I didn't watch the receiver one. It's similar to those style of shows. I don't know. The F1 bros, I have trouble like discussing it where they're like, they're watching the races and talk. I have buddies who watch it.
Oh,
like,
really?
I have trouble getting into that. I'm sure the show's great. The actual race feels pretty boring and talking about
don't
it.
You have to wake up before the sun comes
boring.
Up on the weekend
yeah,
to watch
it, comes,
it?
Yeah.
It's early. I think that's what it was. Kids getting up early. They had to watch something. There's no sports on yet.
I do get it more than like NASCAR though, because you're like driving through a city. You're driving through
Well, NASCAR,
Monte Carlo.
Once in a while, they'll do that.
Well, maybe
they set up that Vegas track.
But weren't they supposed to do it in the Seaport? They were supposed to do like an F1 race in the Seaport.
Oh, yeah,
that
you're
fell
right.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
So this movie is 2.5 hours long.
So I'm definitely.
235. It is 84% critics right now, 97% early on the audience
score.
Oh,
wow.
It's Brad Pitt who makes more good movies than not.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it, but I have no real interest. But some are saying that, like, hey, it's Top Gun Maverick, but for cars. And I don't really like fast planes, really, and I like that movie.
So maybe, it's more about the in-theater experience than just watching it.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to look and sound amazing.
Right. I don't really care about fast planes either, but Maverick is great.
Yeah.
So if it's so like that, but cars.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go to the theater for it necessarily. Yeah, Brad Pitt. Man. I tell you, Brad Pitt.
Where was he on the top five?
Top
10? We did top 10.
Maybe eighth.
Okay, good.
He's in a ton of great films.
Yeah. Okay,
but yeah, so this one's lower on my list for like the summer movies, but by all accounts, it's really good.
So it's doing well. Okay, interesting. And eighth, by the way, sounds about right.
Yeah.
What's our last question here, Billy?
How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes?
Now, before you go, have you tried? Great answer.
I've never tried the speed competition with hot dogs. I've told you about my Major League Challenge.
Yes, I've been able
to eat 9 over the course of a baseball game.
Sick brag, bro.
With 9 16-ounce beers, but...
Like, can I do 5?
I think if you haven't eaten all day, like you're super hungry.
Is 5 high? Arcan's tried to do like 2 in a minute or 2 minutes, and he's
two
like,
in a minute?
Maybe 2 in 2 minutes? They did this on the... I'm surprised this was allowed at the last station. They did this on the air, and I think people like were almost choking. And so
they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And maybe they didn't like a break. Maybe it wasn't actually on the air.
Well, a break normally is whatever, like 4 or 5 minutes. You've seen me eat whole
Keith
subs.
The way Keith eats in a break, that's true. Keith could easily eat that many.
But
Arcan's like, it's impossibly difficult because there's so much. The bun is
Well, you
got to really
eat the bun, yeah. I would think 4.
Okay, so four. So I said five. So now I'm a bit of a shine here.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, now I'm going to actually do it. That's a shine move.
You guys ever tried it?
Never tried the nine-inning challenge.
What about the out as many as you can in 10 minutes?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I'm probably in the same boat. I'm probably around four or five of them.
I'm going to say like three or four maybe.
Can I dunk it in Kool-Aid or whatever?
I'm not a sprinter. I'm a marathon eater. So if you just kept putting hot dogs in front of me, I would keep eating them.
Okay, like a dog. That's your pain.
But if you're timing me, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, just kept coming down. So I think I could eat a lot of hot dogs. I'm with Billy on that. I think I could put away a lot of hot dogs.
No, but the speed part of it.
Yeah, the timing of it seems a little scary.
Because then I'm like putting mustard and ketchup on them. So you got to get going here, bud. You can't, you know.
I have a process. I have a system. Okay, so what did we settle on? I think four.
I think I could, if they're right in front of me, they're four in there. I think I can do four in 10 minutes. I think the competition's 10 minutes.
I'm going to scale it back. Okay,
next year's combine?
What was it?
Next year's combine?
Great one.
Yep.
Don't tell the bosses.
Yeah. Like,
I think any eating challenges are very much frowned upon.
Well, we did the saltine challenge, and that was tough.
Yeah.
We did that.
I got one cracker.
Wait, that was super tough. I forgot we did that.
But that was.
How long do we have to eat that? Oh, no, it was just whoever ate it the fastest.
First.
Oh.
Man, and I thought I had it, too. I kind of let up at the finish line.
How many was it? Six?
It was six, yeah.
Six saltines?
Well, I was going to say it was one. Was it six?
I think it was six saltines, and then whoever could whistle at the
end. Yeah, without just, like, spraying, like, crackers everywhere?
Yeah. No, I think you were allowed to spray crackers wherever. I just think it needed to sound like a human whistle.
Right, you had to actually whistle. So it was six. It was just the first to finish six.
Yeah. That was a good idea. Yeah. Good job by us. Yes, yeah, so we have done an
According to the text line, it's harder to eat competitively when you're that hungry.
That sounds false. I've never tried, but that sounds... I mean, like in a competition, I guess that sounds false.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you...
Don't they have to do something like stretch the stomach before they even start?
Yeah, they eat like tons of lettuce, I think.
Right? Really? So there's got to be something in your stomach. I don't think you go in there like completely empty stomach.
Why? No, that's probably true.
You'll ralph it up? Why? What do you... You need like a coating? Why do you do that?
Hopefully, but I think it's stretching the stomach.
Yeah, like, you need room for lettuce?
Yeah.
Stretches the stomach?
I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. I read that once.
Look, text line's been on fire. That might be the first text line that's... Or text that's off. Somebody also... Twitch chat also said...
12 easy. Yeah, I saw that one,
12 easy. You saw that?
12 easy? You should sign up for these competitions.
Can we?
We have a competitive eater in
summertime
the Twitch chat.
Shine. Yeah. And Twitch chat said 5. Give me the over on 12. You guys have no willpower.
Well, that...
Willpower?
I do have no willpower. That's true. But 12? That's a lot.
That's too much.
Ken's on the way back from the North Shore, I'd imagine. Can we do our own hot dog eating? I don't want to move in on...
I think we can.
The Nathan's hot dog eating contest and the greatest living American, in my estimation, the top five living American, well, all-time American your list.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut. But could we do like our own hot dog eating contest?
What about during the show?
We could.
How many can you pound in 4 hours?
Talk about hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you eat a pound of bacon?
I ate 5 pounds of bacon, I think.
At like 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
When was this? This was with D.A.?
That was with D.A. years ago. I forget how many pounds of bacon it was, but I really felt the effects of that afterwards. I also ate...
Six. Seven or eight. Good call.
When I was up in New Hampshire on the show I did with Mutt, I think I did 4 pounds of wings.
Nice.
But the problem was...
How many wings is that?
It's not a ton.
20? 30?
Well, yeah.
More than that? 50? How many wings
50.
Is that?
50? I think it might be 50 wings because it was probably like 4 dozen or so.
Nice.
And so it started because it was all, they had 4 different flavors that they were advertising. I'm like, I want one of each. And then he's like, you can't eat all of those. I'm like, yes, I can.
Hell yeah, I can.
But then it wasn't like, I had to also do the show. So it was like really kind of difficult to talk. And then I was like, then I got kind of full. And then I'm like, I still have like a whole plate
left. Did you say for the bacon, our good pal Jay Deere was also updating you with like how much?
Yes. How many calories?
How much damage you were doing to your overall health?
What you're doing? Oh yeah, I probably shaved 2-3 years off my life doing that.
Head.
Yeah, oh it does.
Yeah.
And I don't think the hot dogs are much better.
No, I was gonna say we were just choking down hot dogs during the show, but we were constantly getting updates of like our caloric intake.
Yeah, they
and
were
what that the sodium and what it's doing to our bodies. That would get your head.
I had enough sodium for about 6 months that day. I was like, you probably should cool it with the sodium.
Okay. Well, that's a Friday 4-pack for you here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to, beefs are just everywhere, Keith. Beefs galore, as it were. We have Bill Simmons versus Perk. We have Jordan versus Linda. We'll get you up to speed on both next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
We'll get back to the Red Sox, top of the hour at high noon. Somehow they didn't even play yesterday. They did pick up a half game, but Devers homered and Kyle Harrison, the big return in the trade, got his brains beaten in Worcester, and somehow the trade looks even worse on days where the Red Sox don't even play. So we'll do that coming up. We got thoughts on the Celtics for you. Week in review at 12:45. But Keith, you famously hold a grudge. You have Keith's beef. We've teared those off before.
No doubt. Yep.
There's a couple of sports adjacent, as you put them, beefs going on right now. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Perk and Simmons?
Sure, let's start with that because it is related to the NBA draft and sort of the draft coverage, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, how it was pretty terrible. I think pretty unanimously terrible. It was on two different channels owned by the same company, ABC and ESPN. I only watched it on ESPN, but that featured Perk, Jay Billis, Monica McNutt, and a few others.
It wasn't great.
It was really bad. Yeah. Like honestly, it sucked. It was bad. And Bill Simmons was ripping it during one of his podcasts. I guess within there, too, Bill Simmons was making fun of one of Kendrick Perkins' takes about how good the Raptors might be next year.
Yeah, I heard this in real time. Perk was like, oh, they're a top six seed, no question, next year.
So I think Bill was like, that's crazy kind of thing. So then Perk did what anybody would do, filmed himself sitting in his car responding to this, and then posted it to the internet.
And it was quick and tidy, right? It wasn't rambling.
2.5 minutes of nonsense. And we have that for you.
Okay.
So here's Kendrick Perkins in a beautiful suit and tie. He looks like $1,000,010, but he's sitting in his car. He's very upset, and he's really mad at Bill Simmons.
Okay.
Just leaving set, heading to this other event that I got to do.
Sick brag, bro.
Thinking about Bill Simmons. Cupcake gas.
Yeah, that's
cupcake gas.
That stings.
We should mix that
Watch
in more.
Your profanity.
Yeah, would you put that? Should we tier insult radio friendly insults?
That's a great one.
Cupcake ass.
Yeah, put that a week from now, you cupcake ass.
We'll have to clear all of these ahead of time with Nick to make sure we can say all these.
Yeah,
that one sounds borderline.
Yeah, it's bad. Borderline.
It's borderline. Yeah.
Always got my name in his mouth. But I'm gonna address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm gonna address you on my special edition. Me only, yours truly, Sunday on road tripping, okay?
What?
What's me only,
what are you
yours
doing
truly?
On Sunday
that,
now?
Is that the, does he have a podcast?
I get, well, right now he's talking. Just use your thing.
Me
you're
only
talking right
yours
now.
Yours truly. Well, he's plugging the podcast.
He's promoting a podcast. So obviously he's got a lot going on for this podcast if he's going to just tease the fact that he's going to talk about Bill Simmons in 3 days.
Now, should we be careful of this? Like, are we going to get. Are we going to get like?
Well, he's a one-time
clapped back by Perk,
former friend of the show.
Yep,
Perk used to come on back in the day with us a decent amount, and then he got a little too big time.
I love Perk.
We haven't seen him since,
but you know that's
two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
They give me my spot, and I'm gonna get on your ass like back pockets.
Oh,
that's just a good line.
Good one too.
That's just a good line,
right
there.
The wordsmith.
Perk is.
Yeah, he's a modern day Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Because I'm not tired of you. I don't know who anointed you, the preacher or king of the head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done? What have you done?
Gotcha there.
Wrote a book. He literally wrote
the book of basketball.
Yeah,
Celtic City.
He did write that.
I don't know if Perk was, maybe Perk steamed he wasn't invited to that.
He was in Celtic City.
Was he?
So Perk, what have you done?
Wait.
I don't know. I produced the documentary about the Celtics you were in.
He was in it. You're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Who are you? The guy that made the film.
Yeah. He cut you a check.
Perk feels like he's the guy that, and if you didn't play the game, then you can't talk about the game.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like.
You know what?
Because if you just had a panel of guys that played the game, you'd be cooking.
Yeah, which...
Like a Kendrick Perkins, like a when Magic Johnson was breaking down games, and Emmitt Smith, and Jerry Rice.
It does disappoint. I didn't think Perk was one of those, like...
I didn't think so either.
I thought Perk
I didn't
kinda,
get that sense.
Yeah, he allowed for all opinions.
I'm not going to be here.
Does he say that to Stephen A. Smith when he's on set with him?
Good point. They were on separate sets the other night.
They split him up for that.
Yeah.
What have you done, period, in the game of basketball? Have you ever played?
Have you ever played? That's when you know the athlete that is in the media is scrambling.
Yeah.
When they have nothing else to say.
When Mac asked me that, I knew
play?
I had him.
Did you play? Mac Jones.
Yeah,
when Mac Jones, he was on his way out of town.
I had him. The second he asked me if I played, I had him.
Mac actually did it kind of in a funny way. Much more condescending.
Yes.
And I used...
Wait a minute. What? Now he's getting the horn honked out?
Is that Bill's dad?
Is he driving while he's making this video?
Dr. Bill Simmons?
That might be the other
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
I'm not sure.
I had him.
He's like trying to be nice about it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I did. I, up until last year.
Have you ever played? And I usually don't even address people because I don't even be really caring about it, but
yeah.
It's kind of pissing me off because you feel like you're sitting on this throne. You got in your feelings.
So he's the, you haven't played, so you can't talk about it. And also, let me be clear, I don't normally say these kind of things.
Sit in my car and rant
respond.
For 2 minutes.
I don't normally respond, no, but no. Here I am.
You got in your feelings because I said that I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to be a top 6 seed in the Eastern Conference this upcoming season. So that wasn't a crazy take or anything to that nature. It's a real thing, fool.
Fool's also good.
That's in the top
Fool's
five.
Top
Fool's
10.
In the top easy, top five.
Yeah, yeah,
Fool.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's, more in like Brad Pitt territory, outside the top five.
Cupcake
top
ass.
Cupcake ass is in there.
Yeah.
With a bullet.
I like clown. The guy on the Zoom call, Stiff.
Stiff.
Stiff's good.
Good one.
That's a great
When you
one.
Look at the Eastern Conference, Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton, most really. Likely going
to
be out for the entire season.
To the injury
we know
history
what
now.
Jason
okay.
Tatum is going through with his Achilles as well.
Uh-huh.
Boston blowing the whole damn thing up. The only teams that I'm thinking about right now is the Cavs, right? The Orlando Magic, the okay. Detroit Pistons going to be back, and the New York Knicks. That's four teams. And when you think about the most important position in the NBA, which is the perimeter.
So he does not have the Celtics. So basically, he thinks the Celtics are blowing it up, so the Raptors will be better than the Celtics,
according
to Perk.
When he's really talking up Orlando and Detroit, I feel like you're working against yourself, Perk.
A little bit.
By the way, the Raptors did fire their GM today.
They did fire their GM. They love the draft.
They got right out of the draft, and it's not working out great for Perk on that front, I would say. No. But Ujiri is out as of this morning, yeah.
They have that. They have two all-star caliber players. Two, maybe three if you include R.J. Barrett.
I wouldn't.
I'm not counting R.J. Barrett.
I wouldn't do that.
With Brandon Ingram and Scottie Barnes.
Well, we know
Scottie Barnes is going to be all-star.
All right.
You got this.
You know what I mean? So why was that like, he said this and I'm a man, shut up. You didn't think before you started drinking them Heinekens. And then you got your little peanut gallery up on the podcast who just agree, Bill, you're right. Stand up. Man, shut the hell up. The hell you done. But I'm going to get more on your ass come Sunday.
Oh,
believe
good.
That. Nice. I'm going to finish doing my research on you.
Dope.
Enough is enough. Like you some type of head honcho. You ain't no shot caller.
He's going to do some research, find out he's the guy that produced the documentary that he was in. And wrote a full book about basketball.
He should probably move out from in front of the gate so that person can go home.
Yeah, seriously, you're blocking traffic, Mark.
Who's the peanut gallery? Is it like Klosterman and guys like that?
I don't know who he did this podcast with after. I don't think it was Russillo, but he had a couple like NBA guys on to talk after the draft. So that's probably who he's referring to. But.
All right, you think Bill and Pablo Torre got into it?
They did, but then Torre went on there.
Perk's gotten into it before with Scal.
I bet Perk's not allowed on his podcast.
Okay, but
don't they frown on the East
Bengals? Do you think Simmons says anything is my point, or has he already? Have I missed it?
He did, actually.
He answered to Perk?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
So Perk just tweeted out that video, right? Sort of let that do the talking. So Bill Simmons responded on Twitter, "I'm honored that you sat in a car for 2+ minutes to scold me on your phone like this, even though we are a combined age of like 92.
Nice.
If you actually think Toronto will be top 6 in the East in anything other than most fun place to visit, let's wager on it ASAP."
So the ball's in your court, Perk.
That's right, Perk.
And he's going to respond on Sunday, though.
Well, we're waiting for that.
He's doing research.
We got 2 days.
He's got a couple of days. He's reading a Wikipedia page. That's what he's doing. He didn't want to hold up traffic anymore
it's
by reading
take
Bill's
you
wiki.
Way more than the weekend to read that book. I read the book. It's a long book.
I gave up. I was so excited. We talked about this before.
Sick brag.
I read
bro.
That one.
I didn't finish it. I started it. I read it. And then I got to the pyramid. I was so excited to actually get to the pyramid. I'm like, there's all this build up to the pyramid. I can't wait to get to the pyramid. I started reading the pyramid. I'm like,
I
bailed once I got all the way to the pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid? How many levels of that pyramid were there? Three?
Oh,
five?
At least. I mean, well,
seven?
It was a top 100 players, right?
Yep.
So then he left some open for like younger guys. So I think he put like 96 in there.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. He, I think, talked later on about
it. I got to the bottom of the pyramid because he worked his way to the point at the top.
He later admitted it should have been two books. He said like the pyramid should have been it should have been like a separate book.
Oh, so the first book was one and then the pyramid was a separate.
Yeah. It's a lot
because
to take in.
I might have just, if I started at the bottom of the pyramid, I might have tried to finish the book.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. So that's beef number one.
Yeah. What do you got? Beef number two.
Beef number two.
This one's
Jordan and Linda.
Oh, boy.
I had Jordan's back the last time she went toe-to-toe with Linda.
When she went to the party.
The Christmas stroll. Linda didn't let her in.
With the DJs, or the DJ sisters.
With Linda's daughters.
Yeah, who are DJs.
DJing, yeah. So I had Jordan's back on this one. It's going to be hard to have her back on this upcoming story.
Yeah, this isn't as good.
Jordan Hudson. This is according to the Daily Mail. You love their work.
They do a lot of accurate and not-so-accurate things.
Jordan Hudson fired off some choice words meant for lover Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend. Linda Holiday. What a sentence. If I told you that sentence was going to be written in the Daily Mail 2 years ago, you'd be like, no chance.
Excuse me?
After discovering a deeply personal email sent to her beau during their 16-year romance, the Daily Mail can exclusively reveal Jordan, the former cheerleader and pageant queen, savagely mocked Linda, 62, as pathetic and delusional.
She is my muse, my flame.
After sending a photo of the printed letter via Instagram.
Yeah, what
to
the
a
world?
Woman she believed was Holiday's close friend. So
what
she,
a mess.
So she went through Bill's old emails.
Correct.
On Instagram, she printed out a letter and then sent it to somebody she thought was Linda's close friend that may or may not actually be her close friend.
So she obviously has a lot of trust in Bill. She's like, hey, your emails are your own privacy thing. Wrong. Let me read all your old emails. Let me find one from Linda and then take a screenshot of it.
Send it to somebody I think is your friend.
Who's not, I
Might
guess.
Not be, yeah. Screenshots of the nasty exchange obtained by the Daily Mail show Hudson launched the vicious attack after being branded a gold digger by an Instagram user. Replying with a blistering and sarcastic retort, she wrote, Hey, babes. Since you're tight with Miss Holiday, could you please ask her what she would like me to do with this letter I found from 2015?
Found it.
Yeah, I
didn't search it out.
I didn't take Bill. Bill wasn't taking an hour-long dump, and I went through his phone. Due to its pathetic and embarrassing content, I imagine she wants it back, she wrote, referring to the private email. Hudson said,
you don't take back an email.
No.
Can I have my email back? It's in the email. Leave it alone. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
She ain't messing with no broke. Now, Hudson said she found the letter in an old invoice file.
That's not finding a letter.
At Belichick's $2.2 million home in Hingham, 15 miles south of Boston. Written in November 2015, the email revealed raw emotions from Holiday.
Oh, boy.
Nice. 62, who accused Belichick of shutting her out of parts of his personal life and lavishing attention on his ex-wife, Debbie Clark.
What? Now she's getting brought back in.
She's jealous of Bill's ex-wife, Debbie Clark, and now Jordan's going through these emails. She should make the point to burn it so she can continue to live in the delusional denial that her relationship with Belichick wasn't doomed years prior to him finally dumping her, she continued. I know she cares a great deal to continue to manipulate her friends as well as the public into believing that I came in and found an old angry email from Linda and is using it as proof that Jordan didn't break up the marriage or relationship, rather, that Linda and Bill had been on the out since 2015. Right.
So not Bill didn't tell me this, but I went and found it.
Correct.
That you, I don't know, I'm probably getting a fight or something. Yeah. Shocking.
And Linda, you're delusional.
Right. You're crazy.
You're the psycho.
I didn't break up this thing. That's your fault.
And by
he was
way,
already out the door.
She sent it to somebody on Instagram who may or may not be Linda's friend.
Sent it to a rando. So check your inbox. You might have something from Jordan Hudson. You just never know.
Wow.
Yeah, that is taking another turn, hasn't it?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like to update because these beefs, they pop up all over the place.
They are a lot,
You never know where they're going to happen, but we like to keep you updated when they do. We'll get back to the Red Sox coming up. I see more of you with your top Americans. We can continue to work our way through that. I mean, we really run the gamut at this. I feel like we've covered most, but I'm curious
to
hear more.
There's a lot of good Americans.
Continue submitting them. We also have Week in Review, 12:45. So stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.